It's good to see y'all again. If y'all will, turn with me to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. I want to begin here in verse 10. He says, in this, give me one second. I got to make sure I'm looking at the right thing here. Hold on 1 second. All right, 1 John 3, verse 10. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Now, throughout this epistle, the apostle's been declaring the manifest difference. That is, the open, clear, obvious difference between the children of God and the children of the devil. Now, when something's manifest, it's made clear. It's obvious. It's openly manifest. The scripture says Christ was manifested to take away our sins. He came, and it was open and clear and obvious. He was manifested. And John's declaring here the manifest difference between the children of God and the children of the devil. Now, you notice there in verse 10, he says, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. The child of the devil does not righteousness, neither loves his brethren. Now, what does he mean when he says he doeth not righteousness, neither love his brethren? Well, if you look down the page at verse 23, here's what the child of God does by God's grace. This is God's commandment that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. You see in verse 10 how he says he does not righteousness, neither loves his brother. Verse 23 says we believe on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and love one another. When John speaks of doing not righteousness, he's speaking of not believing on Christ. He's talking about not continuing in Christ, not abiding in the doctrine of Christ, not persevering in Christ until the end. It's called doing righteousness because it's the only way we do righteousness. Believing on Christ, the righteousness of Christ is imputed to us. That's how we're made the righteousness of God. And Christ called it, you remember in John 3, Christ called it doing truth. He said, he that doeth truth cometh to the light, comes to Christ, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they're all worked by God, by the Lord Jesus. So when you go through here, through this scripture, doing righteousness is speaking of believing on Christ. Doing not righteousness is not believing on Christ. It's he may profess he believed on Christ, but he apostatizes from Christ. He forsakes Christ. He forsakes assembling under the gospel. And he does this never to return. He doesn't come back to the God. He does it to the end. He forsakes it to the end. And that's the manifest difference. If you think about this, a child of the devil can do outwardly, manifestly, everything that a child of God can do. Outwardly, he can. He can put on a show. The one thing he can't do, he can't believe on Christ from the heart. And so he can't continue in Christ. He can't continue in the doctrine of Christ. And usually he'll leave wherever the gospel is preached and forsake it. And the same is true. A child of God can commit any sin the child of the devil can commit. But there's one thing a child of God, by God's grace, cannot do. We can't cease believing on Christ. We cannot cease believing on Christ. And later John says, it's by believing on Christ that we love the brethren. It's by continuing together under the gospel, helping one another to have the gospel of Christ, that we love one another. So, the Apostle John here, he's been comforting believers all through this epistle, assuring us that those that have been born of God cannot not believe God. We cannot cease believing Christ because God keeps his people. And we're kept by the power of God so that we continue believing on Christ. This is what he's showing throughout this epistle. The child of God does righteousness. He believes on Christ and thereby he loves his brethren. The child of the devil does not righteousness. If he professed it, he's going to leave it. Look back up at 1 John 2:19. I don't have time to go through the epistle, but if you go through this epistle, you'll see that's the context John's talking about. He says here in chapter 2, verse 19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest. They were not all of us. That's Antichrist. That's the child of the devil he's talking about. But look, you have an unction from the Holy One. And you know all things. I've not written to you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, that no lies of the truth. Who's a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He's Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also. Watch this now. Let that therefore abide in you, which you've heard from the beginning. If that which you heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise he's promised us, even eternal life. He's saying, you're not going to commit that sin of going out and departing. You're going to continue abiding in Christ, abiding in his doctrine, and believing on him. Later on in the epistle, John speaks about the sin unto death. And in the context, he's speaking about the sin of apostasy. The sin of apostasy is renouncing the truth. It's blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. It's forsaking Christ. It's forsaking assembling under the preaching of the truth. Remember the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 10, he said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. Because if we sin willfully, after that we've received a knowledge of the truth. And he's talking about if we forsake assembling. Now, we can do like Peter did. We can leave the gospel, and Peter was intended not to come back. But if we're Christ, he's going to bring you back. He's going to plant you, and he's going to keep you under the gospel. And that's what he's talking about throughout this epistle. So, let me go back now to my text, and I'm going to read this, and I'm going to substitute a few words here, and I think it's going to help you see this very clearly. 1 John 3:4. 1 John 3:4. Now listen to this. Whosoever, we'll go back and look at this a little bit, but let me just read it. Whosoever apostatizes from Christ transgresses also the law, for apostasy is the transgression of the law. And you know that Christ was manifested to take away our sins, all sins, including the sin of apostasy, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Now you look at that right there. That literally is saying, whosoever abides in Christ, whoever perseveres in faith unto the end, he sins not. He doesn't commit this sin of apostasy. He can't forsake Christ. Abiding in him is the opposite of the sin he's speaking of. Read on. Whosoever apostatizes has not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness, he that believes on Christ, abides in him to the end, is righteous, even as Christ is righteous. He that apostatizes is of the devil, for the devil is an apostate from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And whosoever is born of God doth not apostatize, for Christ's seed remaineth in him, and he cannot apostatize because he's born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever apostatizes is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Now let me show you this a little more clearly. First of all, the person who apostatizes, forsakes Christ, renounces the gospel, blasphemes the Holy Ghost, sins in two ways. First of all, it's a denial of Christ, and it's a denial of God the Father. That's what he said back in chapter 2 and verse 22. Who's a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? And he that denies that Jesus is the Christ denies the Father and the Son. That's the first sin. Look at 2 John and look at verse 9. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. You see that? If we deny the Son, we deny the Father. But he that abides in Christ, abides in the doctrine of Christ, has Christ and the Father. And then secondly, apostasy is transgression of the whole law of God. Look at 1 John 3:4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. For sin, and especially this sin of apostasy, is the transgression of the law. What caught me on this was that John said, also, whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law. Well, everybody that knows anything at all about the truth of God knows sin is a transgression of the law. Why did he say he transgresseth also the law? Well, he just said, he that transgresses against Christ transgresses against God. He blasphemes God. He blasphemes Christ. And he says now, and he also transgresses the whole law. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. We believe on Christ, and God's brought us to faith in Christ, and God imputes the righteousness of Christ to us, and we're without sin. In Christ, we're without sin. There's no sin that God will charge his people with because Christ put away our sin completely. But you reject Christ, and you're left before the law on your own. And we've transgressed the whole law of God. The scriptures tell us this, he that believeth, Christ said, he that believeth on him is not condemned. And he that believeth not is condemned already. Guilty of the whole law of God. He's not believed on the name of the Son of God. Now, so first of all, apostasy is sin in two ways. But now look at this. Secondly, the good news is that those that are born of Christ, redeemed by Christ, cannot commit sin, and they can't commit the sin of apostasy. Before God, we can't commit any sin so as to be guilty and condemned. And John, in the context particularly, is talking about we can't go out from Christ. We can't forsake Christ. We can't blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Look here, 1 John 3:5. You know, you have an unction from Christ the Holy One. You know all things. You know that Christ was manifested to take away our sins, all our sins. And in him is no sin. Christ came and he took the sins of his people. He was once offered to bear the sin of many. He bore our sins, he bore our curse. And to them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. In Christ there is no sin. He put it away. Therefore, whosoever is born of God and brought to abide in Christ, brought to believe on Christ, before God, we cannot sin. And being kept by God, we can't commit the sin of apostasy. We can't stop believing on Christ because God's going to keep us. Look at verse 6. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. If we could apostatize, John says, it means we haven't seen him, neither known him. Christ said, except a man be born again, he can't see the kingdom of God. We can't see Christ except we're born of God. And he says here, and whosoever abideth in Christ does so because he's born of God. We've seen him. And we've known him by faith. And we can't stop knowing him by faith. We can't stop believing on him. In Christ we have no sin. And we cannot not abide in him. Whosoever abideth in Christ sinneth not. Whosoever abideth in Christ, quite literally, doesn't forsake Christ. He can't forsake him by the grace of God. Now, in Christ, we have no sin of any kind. God is, he's the scapegoat that carried the sin of his people away. And God says, I remember your sins no more. Now, we are only sinning ourselves, and that's all we do is sin in our flesh. But I'm talking about before God, before the law of God, we cannot sin. We cannot sin. And in that new man he's created, there is no sin. And for this reason, God keeps his child, and we can't forsake Christ. We cannot depart from Christ. He says, that same anointing that teaches you of all things and is truth and is no lie, even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. Now contrast that to what he says next there. He says, whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. If a man can depart from the gospel of Christ to the end, renounce Christ forever for good, and go out, and prove himself to be reprobate, prove himself to be antichrist, it's because he's not seen Christ, neither known Christ. He's not been born of Christ. God doesn't lose any of his people. And Christ said that no man will pluck them out of my hand. No man will pluck them out of my Father's hand. Those that apostatize are children of the devil, doing what their father the devil does. Look there in verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil. He that apostatizes is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. Go to John 8. Do you think, if you don't think that word should be apostasy, go to John 8 and let me show you something. What sin was it the devil committed from the beginning? Christ said he was a sinner from the beginning. What did he do? Look at John 8, verse 44. He told these Pharisees, he said, you are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. That means he didn't love the brethren, and he abode not in the truth. You see that? He abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he's a liar, and he's the father of it. You see that? Christ said in verse 47, he that's of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. The devil's sin was he was a murderer. He loved not the brethren. And he did not righteousness. He was not a doer of righteousness. He abode not in the truth. He abode not in the truth. And Christ said those that are of their father the devil will commit the same sins as their father the devil. They will not do righteousness. They will not abide in Christ. They will apostatize from Christ, forsake the gospel, forsake the brethren, because they don't love Christ and they don't love the brethren. And he gives the illustration down there in verse 12, 1 John 3:12. He uses Cain as the illustration. And he says there, we love not as Cain. He was of that wicked one, and he slew his brother. And why did he slay his brother? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. He slew his brother because Cain did not abide in Christ. He didn't believe on Christ. He proved it because he came with the works of his own hands. He didn't come with blood. And because he didn't abide in Christ and believe on Christ, he killed his brother. You see that? He did not do righteousness and he neither loved his brother. That's what John's talking about. Now, thirdly, let me show you this. The child of God is manifest in that he cannot cease believing on Christ because of this incorruptible seed of the gospel. Look at 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. He doesn't commit any sin, but he doesn't apostatize. For his seed, Christ's seed, remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Christ has destroyed the works of the devil. He came and for his people he destroyed the works of the devil on the cross. And then he enters in and binds the strong man and spoils his house. And he destroys the works of the devil in his people, in that he creates a new man within us, being born of God. He says, verse 9, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Now, there's no doubt about it, brethren. You and I, that's born of God, God does create a new walk in his child. He does make you love the things that God says is right. And he does make you hate sin and love righteousness. We delight in the law of God after the in the inward man. We would not sin at all if we could. If we could be done with this body of death, we would be. But he says there, whoever's born of God does not commit sin. He doesn't say he that's born of God doesn't practice sin. He doesn't say he that's born of God, the general tenor of his life is that he doesn't walk in sin. He said he that's born of God does not commit sin. He does not commit sin. We don't have any sin to commit or have any sin on our record that we have committed any sin before God. We're talking about how God sees it. We're talking about how it is in God's record book. God said, I've blotted out the sin of my people. When he opens the book, there's the books he'll open where he'll judge men according to their works. And he'll open the books and all the sins of those without Christ to be in the books. But then he talks about he'll judge his people out of the book. And he opens the book. And the description of it in the scriptures, it's just a blank page. Because all the sins of his people have been blotted out. They are no more. And because Christ abides in us, we can't commit the sin of apostasy. We cannot do it. Why? Because his seed remaineth in him. This is the incorruptible seed. Go back to your left a couple of pages there and look at 1 Peter 1, 21. His seed remaineth in him. We're born that first time of Adam's seed. It was corrupted, and so it produced a corrupt, sinful flesh. But we're born again of incorruptible seed. Verse 21, who by Christ do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him the glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit. That means you're born of the Holy Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. Wherever you see obeying the truth, you're going to find love of the brethren. Wherever you find faith in Christ, you're going to find love for brethren. Because they're like two sides of the same coin. You can't separate them. Look at this. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. And here's how all this came about. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Because that word lives and abides forever, his people live and abide forever. When you're born of his incorruptible seed, there's a new man in you that lives and abides forever. One of these days, your dear pastor's wife, the scripture says she didn't die. That's what scripture says. In scripture, you know, we say, well, they passed away. The scripture doesn't even say they pass away. The scripture says these things pass away from them. This body of death passed away from her. And this sinful world passes away from those that die in faith. And this body of death passes away. And we awake in his presence, in his likeness, never to die. Christ said, he that believeth on me, though he die, he won't die. He'll live forever. And this, verse 25 says, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Now Christ said, the devil's a liar, and he abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. He's a murderer. John said of the apostate, the child of the devil, back in 1 John 2 and verse 4, look there, he said, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments. We saw his commandment is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and love one another. That person that professes to know God, but he doesn't believe on Christ and doesn't love the brethren, he said he's a liar and the truth is not in him. He hadn't been born of the incorruptible seed. The word of God's not in him. Christ said, "You're of your father the devil, and the word's not in you. My word's not in you. Therefore, when I speak," Christ said, "you can't hear what I'm saying. My word's not in you. But you who've been born of God, his word is in you. That's how come you can hear." And look at the last thing he says there, 1 John 3:8. He said, For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. And look at this word, and he cannot sin, because he's born of God. This has to be talking about before God and in that new man. That's all he's talking about here. Because you and I know we can't do anything but sin in our flesh. But before God, in Christ, with Christ in you, in the new man, being one in Christ and one with Christ, we cannot sin, because his incorruptible seed is in us. That means we cannot sin any kind of sin. We cannot especially forsake Christ. Can't be done. Can't be done. Christ put away our sin. In him's no sin. Romans 6 says our body of sin has been destroyed. When Christ was crucified, we were crucified. Our body of sin was destroyed, and we're justified from our sin. We also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ. Whenever he died under the law was executed upon him in full, and so the law had nothing else to say to him when he died. And we died in him. So the law has nothing else to say to us, brethren. Nothing else to say to us. So not one charge can be laid to us. There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. And by this new birth, by this incorruptible seed, Scripture says in Ephesians 4:24, there's a new man. Now listen to these words. Which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's opposed to that old man, which after Adam was created in sin and transgression. There's a new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Colossians 3:10 says he's a new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Christ who created him. Christ created the new man, and created the new man in his image. And we're renewed in the knowledge of him, and in the image of him. Now, that means we cannot sin because we're born of God. So, verse 10 says, "In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. He that doeth not righteousness, he that believes not on Christ, and remains in Christ unto the end, he's not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother." A believer, by our sovereign Savior, by his work done for us, by his work in us, by him giving us the unction and keeping us, let me repeat it again. Before God, we cannot sin. We're righteous as Christ is righteous. By his grace, we can't commit the sin of apostasy. We can't cease believing on the name of the Son of Jesus Christ, loving one another, because we dwell in Christ and Christ dwells in us, and he keeps us. And that's the difference that grace has made between the child of the devil and the child of God. That's the difference. That's the manifest difference. You hear people preach from 1 John 3 and they'll faithfully tell you there's just one way we know that we're children of God. There's just one place you're going to find assurance. Faith in Christ. And that's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying. Faith in Christ. Apart from our works, and we can't stop believing him by his grace. Now go to Hebrews 10. I want to end with this exhortation he gives us right here. So I can't do better than this. This is it. Hebrews 10, verse 23. "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much the more as you see the day approaching. And John's assuring us that if we're born of God, we won't do that. We won't forsake assembling together with him. He's going to keep us. He's going to keep us. And he says, for if we sin willfully, if we do leave Christ and reject Christ and renounce Christ and go out for good, and God never brings us back, if we sin willfully, after that we receive the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Reject Christ. He's the only sacrifice for sins. Reject him, there's no cure. There's just a certain fearful looking for of judgment, fiery indignation, which shall devour their adversary. Thank God we're kept by the power of God. Aren't you thankful? All right, amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you that you've not left us to ourselves. We're thankful that you've called us and caused us to be born again. Thankful that you put away all our sin in Christ and that you keep us by your power. Lord, we don't have anything we didn't receive of you. And how thankful we are that you won't leave us to ourselves and won't let us go after our flesh. Lord, if there's any of you people that have gone out and they're trying to depart, walking after their flesh, but they're yours and born of you, as you did Peter, Lord, we ask you to keep them. Bring them back under the gospel. Bring them back to hear Christ preached and to be a fellow helper with the truth. We pray for those that don't know you. Trust, Lord, in your time, according to your will, you'll call them. We pray for those that are hurting and sorrowing because of lost loved ones and those that don't believe on you and those that have departed. I pray for Brother Darvin and pray for this church. Lord, that you keep them and keep them looking to Christ alone. We pray for your sick people everywhere. Brother Don and Brother Bruce. Pray for Brother Joe and that you keep them and keep them looking to Christ and that church there. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for forgiveness of sins. Thank you for keeping grace. We ask this in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.